Well, now we want to turn to the Ebola crisis. Astonishing stories from West Africa. Thousands of healthcare workers in Sierra Leone are knocking on doors and looking for hidden cases of Ebola as that country begins a three-day lockdown of 6 million residents. Some experts worry that the plan could backfire, as it did in Guinea earlier this week, when villagers attacked and killed 8 people on an Ebola awareness mission because they feared the workers were sent to spread Ebola. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., nonprofit groups are sending experts and resources to the area. Project Cure is one of the largest providers in the world of donated medical supplies and equipment. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's John Daly visited their warehouse just south of Denver as volunteers packed up the latest shipments bound for Africa.
A forklift wheels a pallet full of boxes into a 40-foot shipping container. These medical supplies are headed for Sierra Leone. It's been hit hard by Ebola. Project Cure CEO Douglas Jackson says the boxes hold the usual suspects: gloves, masks, gowns, tubes, and bandages, as well as some unexpected items like duct tape.
Some of our friends in Congo, the last time we went through this, said, you know what you could send to us that would be really, really effective? And he said, what? And he said, well, duct tape. And I'm like, wait. You mean like duct tape? The stuff I hang pictures with? Are you kidding?
Duct tape is critical because Ebola spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids and blood. Communications Director Jan Mazzotti says the tape seals gaps in protective gear.
It's about how do you tape your gloves onto your hands so it doesn't get in there? How do you tape your goggles to your face so that it doesn't come through where your temples hit the goggle and it's not quite sealed?
Project Cure teams travel the globe, having established partnerships in more than 130 countries. A year and a half ago, Jackson visited Sierra Leone before the outbreak.
All the doctors and nurses that I was working with up in Kanama are dead because they came in contact with, you know, blood and sweat and stuff from the people who were sick, and they caught the disease and they died. So all of the stuff that we're sending right now is the stuff designed to create a protective barrier between that healthcare worker and the people who are sick.
Last year, Project Cure shipped containers with $55 million worth of medical supplies around the world. The supplies are donated by hospitals, manufacturers, distributors, and individuals. They are in perfectly good condition, but maybe came from a dented box, or they just aren't needed anymore, like a stack of old crutches. Corinne Domahitty, who directs Project Cure's overseas clinics, stands in the middle of the warehouse, which is bigger than a football field.
I look around and every single thing you see here would have ended up in the landfill.
Many items have exceeded a federally mandated expiration date, but Communications Director Jan Mazzotti says there's nothing wrong with them.
Band-Aids don't go bad. Gloves don't go bad. Tubing doesn't go bad.
82, 84.
Volunteer coordinator Millie Truitt helps oversee the sorting and packing of boxes. She says as the Ebola crisis has worsened, they're working as hard as ever.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're busy. And that's good. That's what we're here for. We feel very blessed to be able to do this.
With the number of Ebola cases now on the rise, the shipment of donated medical supplies and a roll or two of duct tape couldn't arrive at a more critical time. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly.